guys do it again. Four in a row. A Wendy's fo-fo-fo. Another 5-hour show. KM to AM on the Fan in New York. With all the fans in New York calling in. No co-host, no guest. Just me and you. Till midnight. Spoiler alert. We're going to talk sports. And no, I don't have a list. I don't have a Keith O'Day-5-0. I don't have it. But I do have a bunch of lists that I've compiled from this week as I noticed a trend in sports media, specifically on Twitter. Everybody's got a top 10, a top 100, a top this, a top that. And it's great for engagement because that's an easy way to get people to disagree and talk about nothing when there's nothing to talk about. But we're done after tonight, folks. We wake up tomorrow. We'll get lineups. We'll look at our teams. We'll get baseball back. And honestly, with football and teams reporting to training camp, inside training camp live, and all of the early thoughts and guesses and predictions on the NFL are going to start. So we'll have that to talk about as well. And of course, there's Summer League basketball and WNBA. I just was out in the newsroom. Alex Saar is about to try and redeem himself tonight. I guarantee he will. He changed his jersey number. You guys know what I'm talking about. Don't even worry about it. I mean, Bronny redeemed himself last night. You guys know Bronny, right? Anywho, the biggest news of the day today is Major League Baseball with another win. As much as people love to say MLB does everything wrong, they can't get out of their own way, they can't figure it out. Man, this was a pleasant surprise today, especially because of little tweaks and changes. And obviously here in New York, we care most about the Subway Series. Hey, Keith, first time, long time. What do you think about a Yankees-Mets Subway Series, World Series? I'll hang up and listen. I like that we're going back to 3-3. I like that we're going back to weekends. I like that we're going back to what it was just in 2021. I think I got to try and pull up some of my tweets from going to Citi Field. And if you've ever heard me talk about that year, I said it was the best baseball atmosphere I was in. Better than any game at Yankee Stadium. Better than the All-Star game. Better than, I don't know, you know, what other visiting ballparks I was at. But Citi Field, 9/11 that weekend. I think I was there that Saturday night. Mets versus Yankees. That was incredible. And we're going to have that again. I mean, they're going to do it in late May, mid-May. But 4th of July, that's going to be a movie. The 4th of July just passed, and I mean, I can see it now. It's going to be packed out. You're going to have to drive there early, spend the whole day there trying to get out, and it's great for baseball. It's great for the city. This is the capital of Major League Baseball. The MLB offices are here. The MLB store is here. MLB Network is over in Jersey, and you've got the Mets and the Yankees. And what I really think about this next era of baseball is the Yankees are the Yankees, but Steve Cohen and David Stearns are making the Mets not too far from the Yankees. 888-808-1019. I was pleasantly surprised today to see the rollout. What I mean is online, the Mets did an excellent job with their presentation of the 2025 schedule. And I tweeted out, I'm like, David Stearns is a marketing genius because he's got McDonald's tweeting the Mets. He's got the McDonald's account in on it, and then McDonald's involved. McDonald's has 4.7 million followers on Twitter. And again, with the kids, this is a time where kids are picking up that orange hat or that blue hat with the orange interlocking NY. This is a time where kids are saying, I'm going to be a Mets fan. They made a whole Mario Kart video game to roll out the schedule for 2025, and it was funny. It was creative. They had Judge in it. They had Ohtani in it. They literally took Will Smith and Chris Rock and the whole keep my wife's name out of your mouth smack incident, and they smacked the Philly fanatic. If you haven't seen it, you got to go to the New York Mets Twitter. Look for the tweet that says, start your engines. Our 2025 schedule is here. I thought it was well done. I don't know how long it takes to make something like this. I don't know who makes something like this. I don't know if they had to get licensing from Nintendo. It looked like the Nintendo logo and obviously all the Nintendo stuff from Super Mario. Well done. Another win for the Mets. Put it in the books. Now the Yankees, I don't know how the Yankees, I don't think the Yankees did anything. Like, I think they posted some images. I don't think the Yankees had anything as cool as that. I'm pulling up Twitter now to check again. I was like, maybe they'll roll something else out later. And not just the, you know, there was like a video with like flashing images of like fans and the dates. But it, I don't know. It wasn't as cool as what the Mets did. But still, looking at the schedule tonight, we will go over some of the ballparks that the Yankees will be in. We will go over some of the ballparks that the Mets will be in. Whether you're planning trips, whether you're like me, I've seen 17 ballparks. I still have a lot to go. Maybe you're planning a trip to knock some off your list. 888-808-1019. I saw today that St. Petersburg City Council has approved the Rays' new ballpark, a $1.3 billion stadium. And I'm like, good, good, good. I've never been to Tropicana Field. I've been to spring training a bunch of times. Never gone to a game at the Trop. Don't want to. I'll wait till they make the new place. And I'll go there when it opens up. And tomorrow at Yankee Stadium, when Yankee Stadium opens up, it's Garrett Cole Cy Young bobblehead night. I think that's a good one. I think that's a great one. I got to get me one. I can't go to the game, but I'm going to find a way to get one. 888-808-1019. And then Sunday is Harry Potter cap day. And I remember last year, the Yankees weren't that good, but when Harry Potter cap day rolled around, it was a sellout because there's a ton of Harry Potter fans and people want to get that special edition Yankees hat with Gryffindor or Hufflepuff or Dumbledore or I don't know, the Slytherin. I don't know the houses. I don't know the Harry Potter. I've seen maybe 30 minutes of the first Harry Potter, Sorcerer's Stone. I always tell you guys I don't watch movies, so I can't do a list on my favorite movies or top five movies or baseball movies, basketball. I'm not good at that type of stuff, man. But what I can do tonight is continue to throw out lists. And I've touched on a couple of them this week. Like I hit you guys with the top 10 quarterbacks list that came out. ESPN ranked the top 100 professional athletes since 2000. A ton of people are talking about that. SNY put out a list earlier this week. Pete Alonso snubbed where they had their top 10 athletes in New York right now. We're going to go through list and list and list because when there's no sports on, which there are sports on, Team USA basketball, WNBA, Summer League, but when there's no actual like in-season Mets, Yankees right now, I find I just keep scrolling and there's nothing but list over list and list and list and list. Okay, that's fine. 888-808-1019. In the NBA, Russell Westbrook, he's out of there. The Los Angeles Clippers are sending guard Russell Westbrook and a second-round pick swap and cash to the Utah Jazz. A sign-and-trade, right? What, I mean, Russ has been on a bunch of teams. Russ is a guy that's an MVP. They were comparing him to Oscar Robertson. No matter what you feel about Russ, he makes any team better. And, man, we've been talking about the contenders. We'll do that tonight as well. Maybe that, there's my list. The top 10 contenders in the NBA as the moves that the Knicks have made Knicks fans say, we're top five contender. We're top three contender. In the whole league, you're up there. But let's actually look at the East and the West. Let's actually break it down and see who's been there before, who's advanced past the second round. And let's put together a list tonight of the top 10 contenders for the 2025 Larry O'Brien Trophy. Other than that, man, looking around, shout out to Evan Roberts. Evan Roberts made me crack up today. Evan Roberts is on vacation, and he's doing a list on his Rico Bronya podcast, another list, worst losses from the first half of the season. Why you gotta do that? Evan is on vacation. The Mets are not playing, and they've been playing well, going 25-11 in their final stretch. And Evan decides, I'm going to put together not the best wins, not the best comeback moments, the worst losses of the season so far. Only Evan, man. Shout out to Evan. And as we go through all these different things, I will highlight all these different things that I've seen, as well as, you know, the Chicago Cubs, as I tip my cap to the Mets and the video that they put out. The Chicago Cubs put out an excellent video advertising their game in Tokyo next year. This weekend, the Pirates, the Pittsburgh Pirates are having a Mac Miller weekend Friday and through Sunday. I don't know if you guys are into hip-hop and Mac Miller. I think it's super cool. He's going to be celebrated at PNC Park. They're going to play his music and his videos all weekend. Rest in peace to Mac Miller, man. There's a ton of stuff to go through. I do want to play some audio clips. I do want to go through some NFL stuff. But like I said, man, I don't have any movie lists. I think I just heard Loogie talking about Topanga. I don't even remember the shows that I watched as a kid. I don't have a brain like that. I got a sports brain. So spoiler alert, we're going to talk sports, taking your calls all night at 888-808-1019. It's been great to be on during sunlight hours. It's been great to have 20 hours of airtime before midnight. I'm so glad I didn't go to the All-Star game because everybody coming back from Texas got delayed. Everybody coming back from Texas got rerouted. Some people are still in Texas right now trying to get back to New York. And I knew I made the right decision staying here for the first time in 3 years and holding it down, doing my show. So that's my quick open, man. I want to get to the phones. Like I said, no co-hosts, no guests. I thought about bringing in some guests, but I'm like, no, man, I try and take as many calls as I can. I try to talk to as many people as I can. And I see we already have a full rack of calls. So let's take a break here. Let's come right back. Whatever you guys want to talk about. And obviously my list on top of list and list and different sports topics throughout the night. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Let's get this money, man. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to AM. Another one. Let's start with baseball. Let's start with the schedule release and the different ballparks and the different highlights and whatnot to look forward to. I mean, this Tokyo series next year, I would love to go to something like that. I went to the London series in 2019. Tokyo is on the bucket list. One thing I will say, as much as I don't watch movies, like growing up, I was into comic books, anime, and some video games. So, like, I love Dragon Ball Z. I love Pokemon. That type of stuff is over there. I'd love to go see that. So the Tokyo series is the Dodgers versus Cubs. And I mean, the Dodgers played in the Seoul series this season to open up the 2024 year. And now they get to go to Japan. And I mean, they have Yamamoto and Shohei Ohtani. But I loved what I saw with Suzuki and Shota Imanaga from the Cubs. Go look up the video that the Cubs dropped, basically, you know, showing the journey of, you know, their two Japanese players. So I think that's going to be dope. And I mean, this rivalry week stuff, I think it's cool. It's baseball trying, right? It's baseball trying to be like other sports. It's baseball trying to take a page out of college football, trying to take a page out of just like the fact that their sport is very regional. And when you look at it, during the 15 series matchups, obviously we'll have Mets-Yankees, we'll have Dodgers-Angels, we'll have Pittsburgh versus Philadelphia, you guys know the rest of them, Maryland, the Nationals versus Orioles, and Chicago. It's cool, man. I just think, you know, they've done a good job trying to really hit on the regional aspect of, like, baseball. Baseball, when you look at the map of where the ballparks are and how many areas are, like, just there's no, like, Iowa. Field of Dreams goes out there. They don't have baseball out there. But baseball right here in New York and some other cities like Chicago, L.A., it's massive. So I think this is really cool that they're doing this. The Yankees will open up with Milwaukee. The Yankees will open up in Yankee Stadium March 27th. So we might get snowed out. You know, the built-in off day is there. I expect it to be either raining or snowing. It's how it's like 2018. I remember getting fully dressed up, boots and scarves and hoodie, and went towards the stadium and had to turn back around. I was listening to the Fan. They canceled the game. I'm like, oh, well, guess I'm going home. Yeah, we'll get into it. Most of the calls are baseball calls, so I'll keep highlighting some of the things from the schedule release. And obviously, I already hit you with the Subway Series being May 16th through 18th in Yankee Stadium, and then July 4th through 6th in Queens. And yeah, obviously, they saw those two games in Queens, and they said, look at this. This is postseason atmosphere. This is packed. rain delay, doesn't matter. Look at the grimace costumes. Look at every seat packed. And we're about to have another installment of that in the Bronx Tuesday and Wednesday. I will see you there. Frank is in Bloomfield, New Jersey. You're first on The Fan tonight with me, Frank.
What's up, Keith? I appreciate you guys taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I passed along some information, which I called about last night to let you know about, with the Union City High School football field.
Yes, sir. This radio station is powerful. I knew if I sent something out there, we'd get something back, and hopefully we can get that done. I will reach out to Coach to see if I can get 30 minutes to an hour to throw some passes on that field. I just want to see it. It looks awesome. I've driven past it 100 times.
Well, I've been up there. I used to own a pizzeria not too far from there about 10 years ago. So,
can you see the city skyline from up there? Can you see New York from up there?
I think you could. I haven't been up there in 10 years, to be honest with you, but I'm back and forth in that area a lot.
Okay.
So, you know, the field, dude, you'll love the field. Trust me. You'll love it. So, you know, that football field's got history. And there's actually, I had spoke to, I don't know if it was you or somebody else about him. There's a kid that went to that school, and he got drafted by the NFL. His name's Steven Gonzalez. I'm actually trying to get him to come up there with you.
Oh, that'd be great.
To see if you guys, you know what I'm saying, so you guys can link up. But you got to talk to the coach about everything and, you know, discuss what you want to discuss with him. If you guys want to invite me to come by just to hang out, I'll love that.
I just put
that.
A note. Hit up Coach Frank. See if we can get a former NFL player, whatever they need from me, you know, fair trade, just to go up there and throw some passes and shoot some content. Union City High School, their stadium, when you drive past on the highway, it's elevated. I'm like, man, I wonder what it's like up there. So maybe I'll find out.
I'm telling you, from experience, and like I said, I've been up there a couple of times. I mean, let me say something real quick. When I had my store up there, I used to cut Friday nights. I would close my store for an hour just to go watch them play on the Friday night home games.
And go back to cutting? You wouldn't just close for the night?
No, I closed for like an hour, and then go right back to my pizzeria and open up again. Because I was by myself, so I did whatever I wanted, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But that's where I'm at with that. I'm sorry I didn't get back to you last night with it, because I spoke to him this morning. He called me back. So, you know, I wanted to pass. I was waiting all day to get you on the phone. I even tried to hit you up on X. So if you see any messages that comes from my actual name, you'll know it's me.
I'll take
a
look.
This way you know what's up. So the other thing is the Yankees and the Mets. So we got what? 4th of July week. There was a lot of chatter on the earlier show. I don't know what you want to think about that, because people were complaining about, well, we want to watch the game during the day and we got barbecues at night.
I got no complaints.
You know what I'm saying?
No complaints.
Me neither. I agree with you 100% with that. As far as that goes, Westbrook is going to, okay, so he was traded to the Jazz. He's going to end up in Denver,
yeah,
from what I heard.
With the Nuggets.
And you're right. And now here's the other thing. I don't know if you've seen this. I don't want to hold you up too long. I know you got a lot of callers. They're talking about possibly moving the 76ers to Camden, New Jersey.
You're jumping in front of my – yep, you got it. You're jumping in front of my notes, but go for it.
So that's what I got right there for you, man. And Keith, again, bro, I call and talk to you once in a while. I appreciate you, bro, and I know sometimes I might go on and on about things, but I just like talking to people about sports. I don't really got too many people that do that with.
Same. I don't mind, Frank. So, thanks for the call, bro. 888-808-1019. So, I mean, now we're going to do it. We're talking baseball, but we're talking all sports. As I put together my top 10 contenders list, yeah, I have the Denver Nuggets in there. I saw a post from NBA Central. Is Russ finally going to win a ring now? Because they're looking at Russ with Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic and Michael Porter Jr. and Aaron Gordon. And I mean, maybe. I feel like the Nuggets are going to be on a warpath next year. I just saw the clip of Serbia versus Team USA where Anthony Edwards steals the ball from Nikola Jokic, and he looks just fed up with Ant-Man. And obviously, Ant-Man and the T-Wolves knocked out the Nuggets this year. I feel like they're going to be looking for revenge. So stay tuned for my top 10 contenders for the 2025 NBA Finals coming up. I definitely have the Denver Nuggets in my top five. They get Russ. Maybe Russ can do something with Ant-Man. Nah, he can't. He can't check Ant-Man. Nobody can check Ant-Man. 888-808-1019. And yeah, it did come across my desk as I am a proud New Jerseyan. Also from NBA Central's Twitter account. The state of New Jersey is looking to acquire the Philadelphia 76ers. The state of New Jersey is making a serious push to convince the Philadelphia 76ers to move to New Jersey into a new arena that would be built in Camden. Four people familiar with the discussions confirmed to ROYNJ. The sources indicated that talks have picked up recently in part because of HBSC's efforts to build a new arena in Center City, Philadelphia, have hit a repeated roadblock, despite the fact that the owners have indicated that they would self-finance the $1.3 billion proposed project. Michael Rubin was just in here yesterday. Michael Rubin is the owner of the 76ers. Now, I joke a lot about how South Jersey people, like, when you start to get anywhere past Tom's River, it starts to turn into Philadelphia, fake Pennsylvanians, people in South Jersey that think they're in Philly, Pennsylvania. I don't think this will ever happen. And the way that Philadelphia is set up, where you go over there and it's Citizens Bank Park, Wells Fargo Center, and the Link, I think that's cool. I think that's, like, it makes a lot of sense. It's really convenient for them to have, you know, all their professional teams in one area. I understand wanting it in the city, but I think there's something good about having it out there off, you know, by the highway. I don't think there's any way you will see a Philadelphia named team play in Camden, New Jersey. But obviously it did make me think about my New Jersey Nets and how the New Jersey Nets left New Jersey and went to Brooklyn for greener pastures. And I think it was the right move. It's been obviously a rocky road, but man, I do miss there being a New Jersey basketball team. I wouldn't be driving down to Camden to see the Sixers. I wouldn't become a Sixers fan. 888-808-1019. I mean, the Philly thing versus New York, I don't know. Philly versus New York, I hate all Philly teams. I don't ever want to go to Philadelphia. I mean, I'm thinking about going to Philadelphia coming up as we talk about the schedule in 2025. The schedule right now for the New York Yankees coming up after this series to open up the second half, or after this first homestand to open up the second half, the Yankees will go to Boston, and then they'll play three in Philadelphia. Citizens Bank Park is an easy drive. I'm thinking about going to that Wednesday game. Maybe I'll hit up Spike Eskin. Hey, Spike, slide me a ticket. I could just ask for a credential, too. Like, hook it up, man. Odyssey's headquarters are in Philadelphia. Maybe I try and slide to that 12:35 game. If that's a three-hour game, 3:35. And then I drive back up 90 minutes. It'll be like 5:30, and then I do the show at 7 o'clock. Sounds like a plan. Hit me up if you want to join me. Let's go to Joe in Colonia talking about those New York Yankees coming up in the second half.
Hey, Keith, how you doing? Before I get to my question, I just want to let you know, my hearing isn't that great, and I have it on speakerphone. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, let me see. Yeah, now that I'm talking, I heard a little bit of echo from myself, but now I don't hear it, so we're good.
I appreciate that. Who are the real Yankees? The Yankees in the beginning of the season or the Yankees we have now? And the only reason I ask you that is I heard a lot of talking in the beginning of the season, oh, this is the next 98 Yankees and all that. So my thing is, where are we? Are we the 98 Yankees or are we whoever?
We're not the 98 Yankees. No one is the 98 Yankees.
No one is, and I agree with you 100%.
What I'll say, Joe, is we're about to find out. I went on a small rant last night talking about what Nestor Cortez had to say. And
right.
You know, a lot of people took what Nestor had to say in 10 different ways, but I looked at it as, okay, this is a guy who's a current Yankee, a starter in the rotation. He's been an all-star. He's looking at the all-star festivities and how people literally laugh and joke about the Yankees. They were openly laughing at the last game that the Yankees blew in the ninth inning on set, on Fox, with David Ortiz right. and the Baltimore yeah. Orioles. That's embarrassing.
Right.
You know, and I even leaned into... Go for it.
No, I was just going to say, if Yankees could have been in first place if they took that game. And I was listening to it on the... I was watching, actually, on the TV. And I had to walk away, so I put it on the radio. And before I knew it, the Yankees lost the game. I was
collapse.
Like, what the hell happened?
Folded. The lights got too bright. The stakes got too high. They had the opportunity. They rallied all the way back. Young Ben Rice, clutch, wanted to win. TWTW, the will to win, but they could not close. And it starts with Clay Holmes, and then you put some blame on Anthony Volpe, and of course, you end that with Alex Verdugo. It's all their fault. But
now that you brought up Rice, what do you do with Rizzo? I mean, Rice?
He got Wally Pipped. I don't think, I mean, if you ask me, I don't, like, Rizzo had the concussed season last season. He came back this year, and we wanted to see if he was better, okay.
Right.
I think that this kid, just in a couple weeks, looks like a better hitter. Looks like he's fine defensively. He's a lefty.
I don't see how you take him out of the lineup.
I don't see it either. They had this kid leading off. I don't see how you say, all right, here's the veteran World Series champion, Gold Glover, 35-year-old Anthony Rizzo. Let's sit this 25-year-old, very hitterish-looking kid who's been clutch, who had a three-homer game down.
Yeah. Not that I'm putting Rice with Lou Gehrig, but it goes back to when Lou Gehrig, the one he replaced, I have a headache, I can't play, and they never replaced the guy.
It's just the phrase, right? Wally Pipp.
Exactly. Yeah, thank you. I couldn't think of his name. Yeah, exactly.
The phrase is, that's why I said he Wally Pipped him. It's, you know, it's just... when somebody takes your spot, and it just happens to be at first base for the Yankees again. The universe never unconnects. I mean, I look at it like this. Your question was, who are the real Yankees? They need to become again. They need to make additions at this trade deadline and get their swagger back. Be mad. Have a chip on your shoulder. Be mad that they're making fun of you. Be mad that you're laughed at, that they don't fear you anymore. And know that you're going to get everybody's best shot the rest of the way. And know that, like, you're not the 1998 Yankees. You can't keep living off of Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter didn't even pick you to win the World Series. He picked the team that barely beat you going into the All-Star break.
And that, you know what? When the Yankees played Baltimore and Tino Martinez got hit, they all ran out there, had to bring that team back.
I mean, Friday night, that I posted that Armando Benitez, Daryl Strawberry. Hey, you got to have some of that. You got to have some of that toughness. And when they asked Straw about that, he said, we're the New York Yankees. Like, we're not going to let anybody just do anything to us, talk to us any kind of way. Right. And these Yankees have been punked the last couple years by anybody.
And I remember Lou Piniella sliding in the third base, getting up and punching the guy at third base in the face. You know what?
It's got to be like that. Well, it's got to be dead serious. They got to compete. Yeah. They got to be mad as hell. I hope they have a chip on their shoulder, Joe. Thanks for the call. I even went back to last postseason, and if you listened last night, I said, it bothers me. I'm a Yankee fan like you are. Or maybe you're a Yankee hater. Maybe you're a Met fan. Maybe you're neither. But for the Yankee fans, it's embarrassing to watch the postseason, and they have the Rangers-Astros series, and they're almost kind of leaning into the Astros coming back. So all they kept doing was talking about 2004 and playing that stupid documentary with Kevin Millar. And I can't even like talking about it. I hate that. That's like, you guys want to talk about least favorite movies? There you go. There's number one. I hate that documentary, that movie. I can't watch it. I've never watched it all the way through. And I'm like, look at this. We're the butt of every joke. You know, they can't wait to bring up 2004. I thought that curse would live forever, and I think these Yankees just have to find themselves, and every pitch, every out has to matter. They fall asleep at the wheel too much. They don't know situations. They're not hustling. They let things happen to them. Tighten up for the next couple months, and with this weak AL, right, this American League where you're the favorites, the betting favorites, you have Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. You have Gerrit Cole. Who knows who you might have after the deadline? Lock in and play your best baseball, and maybe you bring a parade back to the city. 888-808-1019. We've got to take another break. Call the line. Keith McPherson on the Fan. BRB. Yeah. As we proceed to give you what you need. 101.9 FM, The Fan in New York. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, talking sports. You guessed it. 888-808-1019. Before the break, we were talking about a few different things from... Are these Yankees the 1998 Yankees? No. I told you guys in the beginning of the season, we did that in 2022. Fooled ourselves. We were bamboozled. Hoodwinked. Led astray. They're the 2024 Yankees. And like Aaron Boone says, they still hold the pen. It's all right in front of them. They can still write the story. And yeah, I'm like, I've been to Citizens Bank Park, but maybe I will go down to Philly for that day game. Just drive down, drive right back, host a show, tell you guys how it was. Maybe see our old boss, Spike Eskin, down there. Maybe some other Yankee fans will rally with me. Philly's different. You know, a couple of nights ago, Rami Lavi was on, or Rami was producing. Rami Lavi. Sorry, Rami. Rami Lavi, not Lavi. I know we all say Lavi. It kind of sounds better, Rami, but I know your name is your name. Rami Lavi. And Al Cintron was on, and he was talking about the bleacher creatures and Yankee Stadium. And you Mets fans will get a dose of Yankee Stadium Tuesday and Wednesday. It's not like it once was. And it can't be. Security is heightened. And everybody's got a phone now. So the days of the bleacher creatures lighting hats on fire and the bleacher creatures cutting ties and the bleacher creatures bullying visiting fans and chanting things, obscene things, vulgar things, it's not like that anymore. It's more family friendly for sure. A lot of the creatures have grown up, aged out, and the younger creatures, they're just taught to, you know, be a little more respectful, a little. But in Philly, it's a different beast, man. In Philly, it's crazy. Like, the security guards lean into it. The security guards want them to be crazy like that. And with the Yankees missing October last year, the Phillies were touted as the best home field advantage. Red October, Citizens Bank Park. And it goes crazy in there. The fans have towels and they say a lot of crazy things to the players. And yeah, I kind of want to go see what that atmosphere is like. 888-808-1019. I really don't think that the Sixers are going to leave Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. But the other thought that I had is we have two football teams that play in New Jersey that don't bear the name of the city that they represent. So maybe, I won't say there's no way it can happen, maybe. If it doesn't go down in Center City, maybe it does go down in Camden. It's not like New Jersey doesn't already host the Jets and the Giants, as Aaron Rodgers has reported to camp and Hard Knocks is underway. Bum, ba-da-dum. Man, we've got a ton to talk about. The Sixers are in my top 10. I have it now. Right now, I have the Sixers outside of the top 5 for top 10 title contenders. Stay tuned for that. Let's talk football a little bit, though. We haven't done that yet tonight. Tommy's in New Hyde Park. Tommy, you're on the Fan.
Hi, Keith. How you doing?
Good, man. Just mixing up the whole sports gumbo for everybody to come through and get a taste of.
Well, that's a good thing. Well, you know what I don't like about July 4th? Because you remember when you were a kid, you went to the beach, but you always had the ball game on? And I'm talking, this is 30 years ago. But it was nice to hear it, you know. You there?
Yeah, I never did that. But like you're saying, back in the day, the game was on during the day and not the night.
Well, right. If you're in Rockaway Beach or Jones Beach, or if you're in your yard, whatever. But it was good to hear a game on.
Well, now
that's my point.
You know, Yankee Stadium and Citi Field have pyrotechnics. They can have their own fireworks night. And now you'll see, I mean, fireworks night back-to-back years for the first 2 years in Yankee Stadium that went on this year in 2023. And then you'll see Citi Field host, I mean, they have fireworks nights for years
They'll do that on 4th of July this year. And for many people, and it ain't for everybody. I laugh when I hear people say, oh, well, there's going to be a conflict. Like, this is going on, and I want to do... Then don't go. There's still going to be 35,000 right. people that decide they want to go watch the fireworks after the ball game at Citi Field.
I got to talk about the Cowboys.
45.
Oh, probably. I want to talk about the Cowboys. Now, what do you think about the first 6 games? I think they can go 4-2 or 5-1. Have you checked the schedule out yet?
Of course I have.
I know you did. What do you think?
They're going to lose to the Browns.
No, no way.
Yeah, they're going to lose the first game to the Browns in Cleveland, Ohio.
Really?
The Browns have a good defense. If Deshaun Watson is even somewhat competent, I'm down on the Dallas Cowboys if you haven't heard. I think they might win 9 games this year. I think that there's much influx. It's not good for the locker room to have too many guys on expiring contracts, guys that want their money, guys that got paid. It's just, I don't know. They let so many guys go. They didn't bring anybody in. And Jerry Jones talked about, after this, you will see more of an all-in approach from us. He lied. What are you talking about? They're all in denial. The big D is a big disappointment waiting to happen. The Cowboys are going to flop, and then you're going to see them rebuild.
Yeah, but we still have a decent team.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's still a lot of Pro Bowl players. There's still a lot of talent on the team. They'll win 9-10 games.
That's it, you think?
Yeah, I don't see them winning 13 games. I see them every year they have a game, like last year where they lost to the Cardinals. Every year they have a letdown early in the season. I think that the first game of the year against the Browns, that's preseason anyway. I always say that. I've been saying that on The Fan. I've been saying that when I was doing podcasts. That's a preseason game. That first game can go any kind of way. And with the defense that the Browns have, if they stop Dak, and obviously they're relying on Ezekiel Elliott to run the ball this year, so dumb. I just see that the Browns will have enough offense to score points, and I think that the Cowboys can lose that first game. And then,
I think they'll beat the Saints. I think they could take the Ravens at home.
No. Lamar Jackson. But, King Henry coming in there on that turf. I think they lose. I think they lose to the Ravens. I think they can beat the Giants. I think they can maybe beat the Steelers. Back-to-back games on the road. But
Detroit's going to be a tough one.
They'll probably lose to Detroit, and Detroit owes them one. Detroit is coming back to the scene of the crime last year where they got hosed. The Lions will be ready to rock, and then they got to play the 49ers out in Santa Clara, and they're going to get ran over by Debo Samuel and George Kittle, of course, run CMC. I'm not looking forward to the Dallas Cowboys season. I'm actively looking for NFL merch. Like Rob Lowe just wears the NFL hat. I'm going to order one of those. I'm going to order just the NFL shield hoodie. And when you see me on The Fan or you see me anywhere, I'm not wearing the star. I'm just going to wear the shield. Thanks for the call, Tommy. 888-808-1019. I just don't care about him anymore, man. That loss to the youngest team in playoff history, that loss, a complete embarrassment. Like, how jacked up you get for playoff games, for a playoff game to be over 15, 20 minutes in. Shout out to my mom. I know my mom's listening. She came over to watch the game. Unfortunately, I made my entire family Dallas Cowboys fans. They followed little 5-year-old me. I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't know any better. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know where we were going. We got that one Super Bowl when I was 8, and there's been a lot of regret ever since. But my mom is, like, actively yelling and screaming and watching the game. I'm like, this game is over. Let me pull up that score. I'm like, Ma, the game is over. Like, what do you mean? They can come back. I'm like, no, I just know enough football. Like, they can't come back from this. They can't come back from it. It was 7-0 in the first. And then once they put up 20 in the second quarter, I'm like, this game is over. I remember we ordered Mexican food, and I went out to go get the food, and I took off my jersey. And my mom and I think my wife are like, you taking off your jersey? I'm like, yeah, this is a disgrace. I don't want anyone to see me like this. I don't want anyone. I hope nobody knows. I hope I can just slide over to Ranchero Taqueria, get my burritos, get my nachos. Bring some tacos back quietly. Season's over. Jerry Jones, the Dallas Cowboys will never win anything until you fall back and stop having your hands and everything. 888-808-1019. That's why I opened up last night talking about Hard Knocks. I'm like, if you're a Giants fan, regardless, you could win six games again this year. So what? I would try and tank, get one of those top quarterbacks. You see that your owner can't come in the room and tell the GM what to do. And so many people want to say that Joe Shane doesn't have a clear-cut plan. They obviously have a plan. They told you. They need to protect the quarterback, get after the quarterback. They executed on that. And then other people come out with these takes. Oh, this team has no identity. The identity of the team was Saquon. And what did they win? Nothing. So now at least they can get away from that. Their identity should be defense. And then hopefully their $40 million quarterback can become the identity of the team. 888-808-1019. Now we're talking NFL football, Hard Knocks, Dallas Cowboys. We're talking NBA, of course, with Russell Westbrook and the news that he'll be a Denver Nugget. We're talking 76ers with the news that they're potentially going to move to Camden, New Jersey and be the NBA team that plays in the Garden State but doesn't rep the Garden State, like the two football teams that play in East Rutherford but don't rep NJ. And, of course, we're talking Subway Series, Mets, Yankees. What are the Yankees going to be? Can somebody call me? Let's talk about the Mets. Moose is in Jamaica, Queens. Hold on, Moose. You're on the Fan.
Chief Daddy Mac. What's good, fam?
Hey, yo. Right here. What's up, man?
Nothing much. I'm going to tell Pete Alonso, like, basically a breakdown of what I think may or may not happen. First things first, I understand the Mets fan base from a Yankee perspective because I kind of feel the same way about Stanton and his contract, not the free agent part, but how it will age, but more so. Pete gives his heart and soul to the team. I respect the bleep out of him for that, regardless.
Good.
But I understand what Stearns is trying to do. But say, regardless if he has a big second half or not, as of now, Vientos is doing the five or six things he's not. Not striking out, not hitting weak ground balls, bringing in runners with less than two outs, hitting with runners in scoring position, all that. So they may think they can fly just this year and move him. But once again, they may or may not move him depending on what they may or may not get back. You heard the report in The Athletic. They can pair off one of the free agent starters and Pete, get a Presley or something like that and a prospect. They can do the same thing with the Mariners, except with Marte and McNeil and get one of like a Matt Brash or something like that, like a good solid reliever to fit in the seventh or eighth inning. So with respect to Stearns, they may or may not trade him.
Sorry, Moose, you're breaking up, and we got to go to the break. But I'm glad you led with some positive energy about Pete Alonso. I'll say what I've been saying. I don't think that they trade him. I don't think that they should trade him. I don't think there's prospects that are worth trading Pete Alonso for, and I'm rooting for him to have a big second half. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's go to the break and the update. 1 hour down. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Lock in and play your best baseball, and maybe you bring a parade back to the city. 888-808-1019. We've got to take another break. Call the line. Keith McPherson on the Fan. BRB.
Yeah.
As we proceed to give you what you need. 101.9 FM, the Fan in New York. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, talking sports. You guessed it. 888-808-1019. Before the break, we were talking about a few different things from... Are these Yankees the 1998 Yankees? No. I told you guys in the beginning of the season, we did that in 2022. Fooled ourselves. We were bamboozled. Hoodwinked. Led astray. They're the 2024 Yankees. And like Aaron Boone says, they still hold the pen. It's all right in front of them. They can still write the story. And yeah, I'm like, I've been to Citizens Bank Park, but maybe I will go down to Philly for that day game. Just drive down, drive right back, host the show, tell you guys how it was. Maybe see our old boss, Spike Eskin, down there. Maybe some other Yankee fans will rally with me. Philly's different. You know, a couple nights ago, Rami Lavi was on, or Rami was producing. Rami Lavi, not Lavi. I know we all say Lavi. It kind of sounds better, Rami, but I know your name is your name. Rami Lavi. And Al Cintron was on, and he was talking about the bleacher creatures and Yankee Stadium. And you Mets fans will get a dose of Yankee Stadium Tuesday and Wednesday. It's not like it once was. And it can't be. Security is heightened, and everybody's got a phone now. So the days of the bleacher creatures lighting hats on fire, and the bleacher creatures cutting ties, and the bleacher creatures bullying visiting fans and chanting things, obscene things, vulgar things, it's not like that anymore. It's more family friendly for sure. A lot of the creatures have grown up, aged out, and the younger creatures, they're just taught to, you know, be a little more respectful, a little. But in Philly, it's a different beast, man. In Philly, it's crazy. Like, the security guards lean into it. The security guards want them to be crazy like that. And with the Yankees missing October last year, the Phillies were touted as the best home field advantage. Red October, Citizens Bank Park. And it goes crazy in there. The fans have towels and they say a lot of crazy things to the players. And yeah, I kind of want to go see what that atmosphere is like. 888-808-1019. I really don't think that the Sixers, I really don't think that the Sixers are going to leave Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. But the other thought that I had is we have two football teams that play in New Jersey that don't bear the name of the city that they represent. So maybe, I won't say there's no way it can't happen. Maybe. If it doesn't go down in Center City, maybe it does go down in Camden. It's not like New Jersey doesn't already host the Jets and the Giants, as Aaron Rodgers has reported to camp and Hard Knocks is underway. Bum, ba-da-dum. Man, we've got a ton to talk about. The Sixers are in my top 10. I have it now. Right now, I have the Sixers outside of the top 5 for top 10 title contenders. Stay tuned for that. Let's talk football a little bit, though. We haven't done that yet tonight. Tommy's in New Hyde Park. Tommy, you're on the Fan.
Hi, Keith. How you doing?
Good, man. Just mixing up the whole sports gumbo for everybody to come through and get a taste of.
Well, that's a good thing. Well, you know what I don't like about July 4th? Because you remember when you were a kid, you went to the beach, but you always had the ball game on? And I'm talking, this is 30 years ago. But it was nice to hear it, you know? You there?
Yeah, I never did that. But like you're saying, back in the day, the game was on during the day and not the night.
Well, right. If you're in Rockaway Beach or Jones Beach, or if you're in your yard, whatever. But it was good to hear a game on.
Well, now,
that's my point.
You know, Yankee Stadium and Citi Field have pyrotechnics. They can have their own fireworks night. And now you'll see, I mean, fireworks night back-to-back years for the first 2 years in Yankee Stadium that went on this year in 2023. And then you'll see Citi Field host, I mean, they have fireworks nights for years. They'll do that on 4th of July this year. And for many people, and it ain't for everybody. I laugh when I hear people say, oh, well, there's going to be a conflict. Like, this is going on and I want to do, then don't go. There's still going to be 35,000 people that decide they want to go watch the fireworks after the ball game at Citi Field.
I got to talk about the Cowboys.
45.
Oh, probably. I want to talk about the Cowboys. Now, what do you think about the first 6 games? I think they can go 4-2 or 5-1. Have you checked the schedule out yet?
Of course I have.
I know you did. What do you think?
They're going to lose to the Browns.
No way.
Yeah, they're going to lose the first game to the Browns in Cleveland, Ohio.
Really?
The Browns have a good defense. If Deshaun Watson is even somewhat competent, I'm down on the Dallas Cowboys, if you haven't heard. I think they might win 9 games this year. I think that there's just too much influx. It's not good for the locker room to have too many guys on expiring contracts, guys that want their money, guys that got paid. It's just, I don't know, they let so many guys go. They didn't bring anybody in. And Jerry Jones talked about, after this, you will see more of an all-in approach from us. He lied. What are you talking about? They're all in denial. The big D is a big disappointment waiting to happen. The Cowboys are going to flop, and then you're going to see them rebuild.
Yeah, but we still have a decent team.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's still a lot of Pro Bowl players. There's still a lot of talent on the team. They'll win 9-10 games.
That's it, you think?
Yeah, I don't see them winning 13 games. I see them every year they have a game like last year where they lost to the Cardinals. Every year they have a letdown early in the season. I think that the first game of the year against the Browns, that's preseason anyway. I always say that. I've been saying that on The Fan. I've been saying that when I was doing podcasts. That's a preseason game. That first game can go any kind of way. And with the defense that the Browns have, if they stop Dak, and obviously they're relying on Ezekiel Elliott to run the ball this year, so dumb. I just see that, you know, the Browns will have enough offense to score points, and I think that the Cowboys can lose that first game. And then,
I think they'll beat the Saints. I think they could take the Ravens at home.
No. Lamar Jackson, King Henry coming in there on that turf. I think they lose. I think they lose to the Ravens. I think they can beat the Giants. I think they can maybe beat the Steelers. Back-to-back games on the road. But
Detroit's going to be a tough one.
They'll probably lose to Detroit, and Detroit owes them one. Detroit is coming back to the scene of the crime last year where they got hosed. The Lions will be ready to rock, and then they got to play the 49ers out in Santa Clara, and you know they're going to get ran over by Deebo Samuel and George Kittle, of course, run CMC. I'm not looking forward to the Dallas Cowboys season. I'm actively looking for NFL merch. Like Rob Lowe just wears the NFL hat. I'm going to order one of those. I'm going to order just the NFL shield hoodie. And when you see me on The Fan or you see me anywhere, I'm not wearing the star. I'm just going to wear the shield. Thanks for the call, Tommy. 888-808-1019. I just don't care about him anymore, man. That loss to the youngest team in playoff history, that loss, a complete embarrassment. Like, how jacked up you get for playoff games, for a playoff game to be over 15, 20 minutes in. Shout out to my mom. I know my mom's listening. She came over to watch the game. Unfortunately, I made my entire family Dallas Cowboys fans. They followed little five-year-old me. I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't know any better. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know where we were going. We got that one Super Bowl when I was 8, and there's been a lot of regret ever since. But my mom is like actively yelling and screaming and watching the game. I'm like, this game is over. Let me pull up that score. I'm like, Ma, the game is over. Like, what do you mean? They can come back. I'm like, no, I just know enough football. Like, they can't come back from this. They can't come back from it. It was 7-0 in the first. And then once they put up 20 in the second quarter, I'm like, this game is over. I remember we ordered Mexican food, and I went out to go get the food. And I took off my jersey, and my mom and I think my wife are like, you taking off your jersey? I'm like, yeah, this is a disgrace. I don't want anyone to see me like this. I don't want anyone. I hope nobody knows. I hope I can just slide over to Ranchero Taqueria, get my burritos, get my nachos, bring some tacos back quietly. Season's over. Jerry Jones, the Dallas Cowboys will never win anything until you fall back and stop having your hands in everything. 888-808-1019. That's why I opened up last night talking about Hard Knocks. I'm like, if you're a Giants fan, regardless, you could win 6 games again this year. So what? I would try and tank, get one of those top quarterbacks. You see that your owner can't come in the room and tell the GM what to do. And so many people want to say that Joe Shane doesn't have a clear-cut plan. They obviously have a plan. They told you. They need to protect the quarterback, get after the quarterback. They executed on that. And then other people come out with these takes. Oh, this team has no identity. The identity of the team was Saquon. And what did they win? Nothing. So now at least they can get away from that. Their identity should be defense. And then hopefully their $40 million quarterback can become the identity of the team. 888-808-1019. Now we're talking NFL football, Hard Knocks, Dallas Cowboys. We're talking NBA, of course, with Russell Westbrook and the news that he'll be a Denver Nugget. We're talking 76ers with the news that they're potentially going to move to Camden, New Jersey and be the NBA team that plays in the Garden State but doesn't rep the Garden State, like the two football teams that play in East Rutherford but don't rep NJ. And, of course, we're talking Subway Series, Mets, Yankees. What are the Yankees going to be? Can somebody call me? Let's talk about the Mets. Moose is in Jamaica, Queens. Hold on, Moose. You're on The Fan.
Keith Daddy Mac. What's good, fam?
Hey, yo, right here. What's up, man?
Nothing much. I'm going to tell Pete Alonso, like, basically a breakdown of what I think may or may not happen. First things first, I understand the Mets fan base from a Yankee perspective, because I kind of feel the same way about Stanton and his contract, not the free agent part, but how it will age. But more so, like, Pete gives his heart and soul to the team. I respect the bleep out of him for that, regardless.
Good.
But I understand what Stearns is trying to do, per se, regardless if he has a big second half or not. As of now, Vientos is doing the five or six things he's not. Not striking out, not hitting weak ground balls, bringing in runners with less than two outs, hitting with runners in scoring position, all that. So they may think they can fly just this year and move him. But once again, they may or may not move him depending on what they may or may not get back. You heard the report in The Athletic. They can pair off one of the free agent starters and Pete, get a Presley or something like that and a prospect. They can do the same thing with the Mariners, except with Marte and McNeil, and get like a Matt Brash or something like that, like a good solid reliever to fit in the seventh or eighth inning. So with respect to Stearns, they may or may not trade him.
Sorry, Moose, you're breaking up, and we got to go to the break. But I'm glad you led with some positive energy about Pete Alonso. I'll say what I've been saying. I don't think that they trade him. I don't think that they should trade him. I don't think there's prospects that are worth trading Pete Alonso for, and I'm rooting for him to have a big second half. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's go to the break and the update. 1 hour down. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.